end of the day, the Torah way. Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, you go to a shop and you buy one of the things you buy for Shabbos. One of the things that you buy for Shabbos is yogurt. Do you know what yogurts are? You can get single ones, low-fat yogurts, but you can get also a pack of four, pack of six. Six are also quite common. And a pack of six, you can get various different ones. You can get small, very small ones, and you can get bigger ones. And when it comes to Shabbos, you don't necessarily want to be walking around. You want to have a yogurt when you're milky, and you don't necessarily want to walk around with the other five, with the other five containers walking around with it. It's very uncomfortable. Sometimes it doesn't work so well, especially if someone's already had one and you're going to have the second one. It's not geschmack. What you want to do is you want to snap them. You want to separate them, right? So you want to snap them into single ones, so that you're able to have it normally, especially with the chocolate ones. You want to have a separate ones. Is there any issue with separating the containers from one another? What could be a shayla b'chlal on Shabbos? What are you doing? You're not doing zoreah, you're not doing koitza. What are you doing over here? Koreah is not so clear if it is a koreah, because when it comes to a soft, koreah only applies to soft materials. It's not so clear if it's soft. It could be it's hard enough. It's not so clear. It could be. The shayla really is makah b'patish, believe or not. Makah b'patish means that you create something. Now you're going to ask what you created. You've got everything there. You have six containers there. There's a fascinating Mishnah Berurah that says that even to add a function to it where it's more geschmack to hold a single container versus holding all six yogurt containers, it's giving the element of geschmack that now you've created a single one. That means the factory only created a six-pack. So all these six-packs. And now, what you've done with your hands on Shabbos is that you've created, for the very first time, you've created a single container, which no one's ever made. No one's ever made it.
You have to crack two together.
So even two together, you've still made it convenient for yourself. Remember, it's easier to walk around with two. Sorry? You can get them together. Can you? Big hands can get together. Yes, I hear. Yes, but listen to the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein shnei kelim. Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Yom Tov. Listen to this Lashon of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Tov, Tovkev Yudalet, Sukkot and Lamed Zayin says, V'chein shnei kelim kashayim mechuborim yachab b'tchilas as yosam. When they're made together, when they're made in a factory, could go shnei neirois, or koisos. Two koisos you can have in your case. Ein poichas in ois on a shnei, you can't snap them in two. Shulkim is kim a sack and kli. It's like you created the keli. You didn't create this keli, but by snapping it, you've given it the dimension, and now you're able to hold it in a single format, and you don't have to schlep around the other five. That is something which is considered makah b'patish, according to a lot of places. Some places say it's not a shayla, but a lot of places are saying it's an issue, and therefore, if you want to avoid it, obviously the best is to do it before Shabbos, and you won't have the shayla. If you forget, it's on Shabbos. Ideally, is to try and eat it with the others attached to it. It's not so geschmack, but it's kedai Shabbos as makah brocha.
Once you eat them together, can you crack it off and throw it in the bin?
Seems like you're going to have the same problem, because you're going to always be misaken the final one, or the next one. That you've given it a new dimension. If someone can say that there's absolutely no nafkimina to them, it makes no difference to them, maybe there's something to speak about. But usually for a lot of people, it does add a bit more geschmack, it's more neater, and that even adding that small amount could be a shayla makah b'patish. It's fascinating to hear how makah b'patish can have an effect, even if it's just enhancing the keli. It's not actually making the keli. You made the keli already, the factory made the keli. You're enhancing it by giving it a separate dimension. We're staying away. Even B'diavad, we're staying away from that, because the Ma'aseh, so many poskim had a problem with it. Rav Eliashiv, many poskim, they claimed that could be a shayla makah b'patish. Therefore, they say it's kedai to avoid snapping it. What would you say about opening the foil? You know, the cover, the foil cover of a yogurt. Most people will think it's not even a shayla. And the truth is, they're right. To take off, to remove. A yogurt of a dairy yogurt, to remove the foil, that's not much of a shayla on Shabbos. And the reason is because there's a good chance, there's a small chance, that dairy yogurts are open within 7 days. So when the factory clamp it down, and they clamp down the foil onto the top, onto the yogurt, there's a chance of it being open within 7 days because of the race to catch the dairy, the end date. Now, obviously, the end date is longer than 7 days. But as long as there's a small chance that it'll, well, small, a normal chance for them to be open on Shabbos, that is something which is okay. The reason is because when the company clamp it, they obviously don't have that intention. They don't know what they're doing for Shabbos. But their intention is that it can be open. It's normal for it to be open within 7 days. Obviously, it'll depend which yogurts make it to the front, so it'll be sold quicker. Whereas when it comes to non-dairy yogurts, lifelong, what do they call it? They call it the long-life yogurts, Alpro yogurts. You should know some shit has held that there's going to be a bit of a problem with opening a long-life Alpro yogurt on Shabbos. Would you ever believe it? Why? Because they say that when the company clamp it down, they are apparently they're stored for months, apparently. And therefore, when they clamp it down, is the chances of it happening within 7 days is nowhere near as much as when it comes to dairy. When it comes to dairy, apparently the turnover is a lot quicker, although there is still a few weeks. Every 3 weeks or better come out a new lot, if I'm right. Yeah, so whereas when it comes to a long life one, there is many, many months to play around with, and therefore the postmen were not so happy. That fira was done more than 7 weeks on a big scale, and therefore they want to say to open that 7 days, thank you. So the 7 days, no, 7 days is the shear. But as long as there's a good chance of it being open in 7 days, it's fine. But here, by Alpro, they say that the chances of it open within 7 days on a big scale is very slow, is very low, considering the months long that it has, even longer. Therefore, Rabbi Falk's definitely of the opinion that there's a difference between a dairy yogurt, which is okay to open on Shabbos, versus a long life. It's very funny topics over here. That a long life... The thing is, over there, where there you might not have the same shiloh of Korea. What we're dealing with over here is, you have a shiloh, when you take off the foil off the container of the yogurt, the potential shiloh is a serious shiloh of Korea. Oh, very good. The hummus. You have the same shayla over there, Chumas, you're right. If the container is a soft container where really Korea does apply, you'd have the same shayla where you would not be able, where the reason why you would be able to remove that foil, the top of you're right, the salads, the hummus, and all the dips, basically you're referring to the dips. Yeah. The dips would have the same heta as the dairy yogurts because there's a race to the expiry date, and therefore that would be okay to open. The chiddush that we're saying over here is that if you have a long life product, to remove that foil is a bit of an issue. Let me just talk about coffee, because so the solution, Shkoch, I like that, because it's all about solutions. It's easy to bring up problems. The solution to that is, obviously, to open it before Shabbos. I don't know how geshmaki is. You open it before Shabbos, there's always left it. Not really, because you're still furthering, you're doing the career further. I don't think it's going to help. We discussed this last week. Someone who wants to open the newspaper, remember we discussed this about the Hamadiyah that has a wrapping around it, or the Ami, or anything. To open it a little bit, it might not help you. You're still going to have the shiloh of Korea. We said that you can do Korea. You missed this last week. We were discussing about the Hamadiyah and the Ami, which we said that there's a bit of an issue there, because even if you tear Korea derech kilkel, it has to be in order to get to a food item or something which serves as a food item, like plastic caps or something. But it can't be for reading material. So you can have the circle, all these things. Serbia. You know, Serbia is also included of midah d'achila. It's all comes from midah d'achila. I've heard mothers say you can only have the circle after lighting. I mean, that's the biggest. I mean, that's just a shame, because you're basically saying, obviously, you want to have some structure in the house. So they're saying you can only read the circle whenever it's ready for lighting. And then she lights. And then, obviously, now the first melacha been taking place in that household is melacha's korea, because the damn korea derech kilkel shelo l'tzerech achila. You can't do melacha d'rabbanan if it's not l'tzerech achila. So that's an interesting play. Now, we mentioned last week, again, the Chazanish held that you can do korea derech kilkel even shelo l'tzerech achila. He argued with the Mishnah Berurah. He says you are allowed to open an envelope. How many people open envelopes? You have a happy birthday card, and it's an envelope which is stuck. You open it on Shabbos? Most people don't, right? Because Mishnah Berurah says you can't. Only for Achila. So someone has a good suggestion, so stick a sow stick inside. I think it's a very good suggestion. I think if you want to send a happy birthday note, and you want to send it to your grandson or grandfather, whoever it is, and if he's sticking a smarty or something, that maybe you could say that person's opening the Tzorech Achila. I do get that. I think it's a very sweet idea. I think it's very, very cute. So no, I seriously believe in it. I think it's a good one. The Chazon Ish argued with that Mishnah Berurah. He brings the Mishnah Berurah and he says, "Bamatafan simon shim mem." When the Mishnah Berurah says you can't open an envelope, because the Kirei HaDerech Kilkel is not to get to Achila, it's to the card, or to get to a letter. Chazon Ish explicitly argued on it, and Chazon Ish says he can. So if you're a Chazon Ishnik, we said you can open the Ami, but again, if you're a Chazon Ishnik, it comes along, there's a big bill to do, there's a lot of chummas that come along with that.
If you have a lucky Matthew on the shelf,
The wrapper so most wrappers that you're going to find, you're going to be doing Kirei HaDerech Kilkel, which is absolutely fine for Achila. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to,
you mean
a chocolate.
You have one open.
Exactly, you have one open. Nothing stopping a person doing Kirei HaDerech Kilkel, the Tzorech Achila. That's a straightforward to Sefta. No one's going to argue with that. That's a straightforward thing. A lot of times we're pointing out it's not always Derech Kilkel. Like sometimes we say you're doing Derech Tikkun, all our cases that we've had in the past. Or it's not always Achila. So you've always got to be those two things. Kilkel and Achila, like a chocolate, a box of chocolates, it comes with a wrapper. Obviously, you're allowed to snap open that wrapper because you're doing Derech Kilkel. Derech Kilkel is a green light, but it's got to be the Tzorech Achila. If it's not Tzorech Achila, you're ready, Machlokes Chazon Ish, Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that. So that's just been a get to that, and therefore, I don't know where we got this, but let's get back into what we're saying. That if you have a, which one?
Foil
on top of a yogurt, potentially there should be a problem of Kirei because you're tearing. You're tearing it really in a nice way, but the reason why you get around that, really you're doing Kirei HaDerech Tikkun. Kirei HaDerech Tikkun you're never allowed to do. You have to do it in a distractive way. So the way forward with that would be is, because if it's dairy, so your race of time, within 7 days, there's a lot, it's very easy to use. Therefore we say that's not a proper tefira. What we mentioned about the long life ones is a bit of a problem. So the solution to that, is that firstly, you can take a knife and cut a very bad, a destructive way of cutting. Because don't forget, when you peel it, you're doing a very constructive way. That is the issue of it. So if you cut, you'd have to avoid the writing. If you avoid the writing, that would be a way forward. But really, to open normally in a nice way, that you're doing Kirei HaDerech Tikkun, a very nice tikkun, and it's been stuck on there for a long time.
Once you make your hole in it,
yeah,
make it open normally.
Even when you make a hole in it, it won't allow you to do Kirei. No, because all the cases that we say you can make a hole at the bottom and all that is because you're discarding that. That's what Asiyas Kli. It gets confusing. Really, you need to put it all in one shade. There's so much to consider here. Kirei itself never has the heta that you know you're doing that. Kirei, if you're doing a tearing, that you're opening the foil, that'd be an issue. I want to say that, by the way, if you have a coffee jar and you want to open the coffee jar, the top of the coffee jar, the foil at the top, any issue with opening it? This is fascinating how you look at this. To peel the entire foil from the hard coffee jar is fascinatingly okay. I can. I'm a pro. It depends which one. The regular gold blend one, I can carefully start off a little bit and then I can make my way around. You can't even mention it. You can't use the shelves.
Just stop.
So you can. Okay, if you physically can, then there shouldn't be a problem with tearing just the soft from the hard glass. Because Kirei only means when you're doing soft from soft, but if you're doing soft from hard, real hard, like glass, there's no real issue. When it came to the Gulf War, Rav Eliashiv kept on saying when people were sticking tape around the window to make sure they were scared about all the things. Yeah, everyone's looking back comically, laughing at what they used to go through. And Baruch Hashem, we were zeichet a big nest recently. Hashem sort of held back a bit with the Iran. But the end of the day is that you've got, Rav Eliashiv came out with a psak that they should try and stick the sticky tape on the glass itself, so that it's sellotape and glass. Whenever you have the shidduch of soft and hard, you get around with Kirei. So that. Oh, so it'll have to be very hard to be considered hard. That's why the glass is considered hard. Therefore, if you were to just remove the foil from the coffee entirely, that's okay, soft and hard.
Took a bit off.
But if, now, here's it. If you just lift a little bit off, that's also okay. Where the pitfall is where people like to make a small hole. They don't like to open the whole thing because they're scared in their mind maybe it loses its taste. I don't know, the aroma, all that. So they like to just open it a little bit and tear a nice small opening, and everyone's better. By our age, we've worked out exactly how much you want to you want to open, exactly the right opening. It's all very, very detailed, right? So to make a tear into the foil, which is going to make a small hole, is exactly how you like it. is considered is a tearing constructively. You've torn into a soft, pliable material, which is going to be obviously a problem. So the het over here applies to either removing the whole foil or to just like ripping it without any cheshbon. But to make a nice, neat, small hole in the actual foil obviously involves kareah. You're doing kareah, you're tearing in a constructive manner. We can't forget about kareah. The simple meaning of kareah is when I need the tissue, you need the tissue, and I just split a tissue in half, I give you half, that's kareah deraisa. That is a constructive way of tearing. So over here as well, you make a small tear, that's constructive way of tearing. The whole heta starts when you do it destructively, and you do it for achila, that's going to be your heta.
If I left the lid off, that'd be okay?
Which lid?
Of the coffee, or the honey?
Chayyim not, because once you've torn into it, it's still, you're going to have that problem of kareah. So you have to stay away from tearing in a constructive way, even if you've left it open, the end of the day is in the mind, people don't realize that you do so often these things that you don't really realize what you're doing. But really, what you're doing is you're snapping your yogurt to make it more convenient. You're removing this to make it a nice. You're making a nice small hole into the foil to make it nice, to make it sure it come out nicely. Okay, so we've got. We're racing against time a bit. So, but I think we'll just leave off with the. Which one we're going to have to leave off? I tell you, yeah. This is unbelievable. Okay, let me just end off with. You get stuck, you know. What topic are you supposed to do in 2 minutes?
The tins.
I tell you what. This is tricky. I mean, tissues. By the way, it's very easy that you get, if you need tissues. This could be people know already. I'm just reading this while we're talking about it. You get a box of tissues. Typically, on the top part, you have a perforated round oval shape to obviously open that on Shabbos. I think it's common knowledge that you've got a serious issue of kareah, and you've got a serious issue of tikkun mono as well. That you've made it for the very first time. You made it in this format. That would be a bit of an issue. Obviously, the solution would be is to cut it in an L shape. So you're destroying the box, but also to remove the tissues. People often, leaving it in is a bit of an issue, because you've still shown, that's the problem with Makabu Patish. The problem, you'll always find Sforim debating, should you not. The problem Rebbe Falk took on, that even if you've cut it destructively, but at the end of the day, you've kept it in there, and you're using it for the next 2 weeks like that, shows that you've used it a bit. So he wasn't happy with this idea.
The old empty box, am I allowed to open it out to the side to put these tissues in?
The empty box, you've got another box, sure, you can feed it into the other one.
Allowed to open up the side, which is
glued. So, no, the side, you also won't be able to open. The side, I'll tell you why you can't open the side. Your side is like your matzah boxes, or your cereal boxes. Basically, we said opening a cereal on Shabbos, I wonder why it's not highlighted as like a bit more dramatic. Opening a box of cereal on Shabbos is a real issue. You know, on the matzahs, the Kedasiya matzahs, it says Yesh liftoch lifnei Pesach, Lesh liftoch lifnei Yom Tov. In the Eretz Yisrael, they go wild on it. The Eidik Haridus put up signs everywhere. The reason is because they're very fearful of people on Yom Tov from Shabbos. To open those flaps is a real shaila of kareah. Why is kareah? Because you have two parts of the top of the box, which is clamped together with glue, and that is when you open it, is essentially done kareah derech tikkun. The solution to that is obviously either open it beforehand, but if not, to make an L shape, you cut it in an L shape, and then you have to dispose of the box. Again, to keep it in the box is not so clear it can be done. And you know what's even worse is when you've obviously removed the box, and now you're left with a wrapping of the plastic wrapping. Again, you have the same problem. If you open it normally, the matzah thing you open normally, again, you've done kareah in a way derech tikkun, and it's a nightmare for people to open it and start taking, removing all the matzahs in a different plastic. That's lechoreh, it seems to be the way forward, and it seems to be the best way forward. Shkoyach.
Have a good evening. Shkoyach.
Can we have a